This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There is an ick or no up on the show Instagram, which we would like you to weigh in on with regard to Shime's choice of footwear this morning. The Birkenstocks, and so ick or no ick, please weigh in on the show Instagram. Greg Hill Show, WEEI is how you find us on that platform.
Can I ask for a clarification on one of the comments that has nothing to do with my shoes?
The ripped jeans?
No, the comment that said, quote, looking like a pear, end quote. Is that good or bad?
That's not good.
Looking like a pear is not good?
No. Oh, like the shape, your shape is pear shape?
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Oh.
Not a good
was
thing,
Was it P-E-A-R?
Yeah,
that
that's what it
like the
like.
Mayor of Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, looking like, you're not supposed to be pear shape.
No.
Okay.
No.
That's what I thought, I just wasn't sure.
But we all are, so don't worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, cool.
Don't let it get to you.
I gotta try after that Coke bottle shape.
Wiggy has a massive problem with your Birkenstocks.
Yeah, I can't take the Air Jesus sandals, whatever
they're
those
not sandals.
Are.
I mean, they're
they originated from that. I can't take
they're so comfortable.
Because normally
they mold to your feet. Wiggy,
but normally those are things that we call those slippers. Wear them in the house.
No, those are what middle school girls wear in their Catholic schoolgirl uniform every day. Like that's what I wore to school every day with my uniform.
No, like wear your J's, like your J's. Jays is perfect, man. Like,
yeah, I got a lot of them, and I wear them all the time.
I cannot stand when people come out of their house with their slippers, sandals,
Crocs. Wear mine.
I mean, these aren't slippers, Wiggy.
They look like
rubber on the bottom, like legit. Yeah. Like
they're very
traction.
Comfy, Sean.
They're super comfy.
They're not meant
those
to be
are slipper adjacent.
Yeah,
those are definitely slipper.
They're not meant to be worn outside with jeans.
I believe they're called mules.
Unless you're just like going to take the trash out.
Okay. Right. Well, we have leads.
Sorry about that.
Leads to get through. Courtney, welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning. And thank you for, I've said this already, but you guys have said really nice things about my grandfather, and my family really appreciates it. But it was a long 2 days, and obviously, you know, you have people coming through the wake line and then people at the funeral, at the mercy meal. And I think every day we live life with little anxieties here and there, or, you know, wondering if people don't like you. That's big on my list, you know, Twitch chat, text message. Yeah, every day. I'm like, oh, these people don't like me. It's never going to be unanimous. So you can't let it bother you that much. But we worry about things that at the end of the day do not matter. Nobody came through the line at the wake to say, oh, your grandfather once really pissed me off. You know, it really ends up being how you make others feel. And my grandfather made people feel really good all the time, and was always one for second chances. That was a big theme throughout. He never judged somebody if they screwed up once. And that's how I want to live my life going forward. I mean, I think that I really try to make people feel good. That's the reason why I'm on this show. I want to make people smile or give people a little giggle on their way to work. But I really, and that's why I'm a hugger. I want people to feel comfortable around me, and I want people to feel happy and feel good. And that's what my grandfather did, and that's what I'm taking away from his legacy and I hope to bring on. But it was really, it was a beautiful 2 days, and it was the first time, I know Curtis has spoken a lot about my grandfather as a vet, and I've only ever seen in movies at funerals where you have members of the army there and they play taps and they fold the flag and they gave the flag to my grandmother.
Yeah.
And it's so moving.
Yeah, it is.
That it's hard to communicate. Like, I've literally only ever seen it done in movies. Mm-hmm. And it was a moment I'll never forget. So again, take care of those who served our country because they took care of us when they didn't have to. And live your life to make others feel good. Don't worry about the outside noise. Don't worry about how others try to tear you down. Just worry about being a good person.
Marvelous guy.
Good job.
Yeah. I will never forget that very first lunch with a hero, and he got the opportunity to sit there and talk to guys who had served in Korea, same time he did. And it was it's just so amazing to see those guys get the chance to reconnect with those that they defended this country with. And it was he's just an unbelievable guy. So,
just the real negative on my end, I hate to do this, but the real downside of meeting him as an amazing man was that he looked younger than me. And I was like, how is that fair?
He did. Curtis, it's so crazy. It was open casket. And my mom and I were saying, you know, we pay so much money to have zero wrinkles on our face. Mm. He didn't have a single one.
He lived a great life.
Jeez.
How 92, you said?
92, yeah. And it was with my grandmother almost 65 years, which is
can you believe it? He lived in a time that was before Botox.
Yes.
Can you imagine?
I know. But he didn't need it.
All right. Great lead, Courtney. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So I've been kind of dying to get to this lead. So I know Curtis's lead was about Alex Cora. But to me, it's about Alex Cora and how he handles this situation. As of right now, kind of like if I was going to give him a grade, I'd kind of give him like a D- in the sense of like...
On handling the Bregman arrival, what that's done with Devers, and now yesterday
with Cassis.
Tristan Cassis speaking up and telling you he knows where everybody should be playing.
Right, because you've been in baseball long enough, Alex Cora, to know, like, all right, how good of a player Alex Bregman could be at third base and what's best for your baseball club, right? You know, you've been around, you know, and the fact that you haven't really, like, if you want to say, come out and say, hey, listen, Devers is going to have to compete with Bregman. We think Bregman gives us a great opportunity at third base. He's going to have to compete, and the guy that is able to come away spring training proving that they're the best defensive player out there for us at that position is going to be the guy that's going to be the everyday starter. We kind of haven't really heard that from Cora. He's kind of saying, yeah, what's best for the Red Sox, what's best for the Red Sox. Like, I get it, what you're kind of, what you're kind of like beating around the bush, but just come out and say it straight up. So we'll find out, because what happens come opening day and Devers is at third base? Then problem all year long, because the soon as he boots a ball at third base, there's going to be the boo birds, the reporters are going to be asking him.
People are going to be screaming for Alex Bregman.
Yep, and now Cora is going to have to like defend his decision on why to play Devers there, and Devers has already said publicly he doesn't want to move. So
Wiggy, do you think Cora is surprised by the reaction to the acquisition of Alex Bregman?
What do you mean the surprise? Like, surprise from
Devers? Do you think you're surprised by the way Devers reacted and the way Cassis has reacted?
I don't know. I would think that he wouldn't be, but, you're the manager of this team. You should have a conversation with your player before they go out and say, hey, listen, Bregman,
tell him let's keep it in-house.
Yeah, or like, hey, listen.
You don't need to talk about it.
Everybody tells me Cora's the guy because he's great in that clubhouse. He gets along with these players. He should have sat down with Devers and said, hey, listen, Rafi, Bregman is going to compete. And if he's better than you, he's going to be our everyday third baseman. Oh, hey, Ralphie. So that's got to be on Cora.
We disagree on this, and obviously I don't know if I'm right or wrong, or you're right or wrong, but I would say very succinctly that Cora did this in a very public way for months. I highly doubt that he is surprised.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
By the manner in which those around him are reacting. I think the very reason Bregman is here is because guys like Casas were just falling in love with Polar Park and had no urgency to return, and they want to have people on this roster that have an urgency to compete every day and not feel like their job is a birthright in waiting for them.
Then say that. Yeah. Then come out and say that. Hey.
But that's what he did. His actions spoke for himself. He doesn't need to say it. He did
so
it.
So he gets Alex Cora, your lead, Alex Cora gets a D-.
Yeah.
The way he has handled this kerfuffle so far.
Because he hasn't told us anything. Right?
Okay. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
Billy Guerin, the general manager of the USA team for the Four Nations tournament, is being dragged by some for some comments he made in the lead up to tomorrow night's final, US v. Canada. Here's what Billy Guerin said.
We would love it if President Trump was in attendance. We have a room full of proud American players and coaches and staff. And listen, we're just trying to represent our country the best way we can.
I was not in the arena. I want you to go ahead and describe it based on what your experience was. The boos were so loud you couldn't hear the anthem. So was there bad blood prior? Was it the booing of the anthem? Or do you think it has something to do with the politics of the day between our two countries?
I think a little bit of everything. I mean, Canada-U.S. is a huge rivalry in hockey. You know, I think there was a little bit of a political flair to it. It's just the time that we're in. And then, you know, I think our guys use that as inspiration.
So that, by the way, Curtis, that's Wilbraham's Billy Guerin.
BC.
And the reason some people are pissed is because he is delving deeper into the politics of the United States v. Canada. To me, that's why, one of the reasons why they got the ratings that they got.
Right.
Which the ratings on Saturday night or higher than any Stanley Cup final game has been in the last couple of decades.
Yeah. Right.
So, and by the way, it's not, we're not declaring war on Canada.
No.
It's a hockey game.
Right.
Yeah. And people have some pride in their country.
Say,
we
do it every, 4 years or with soccer? Right?
We do it at the Olympics. Like, it's talking about having pride. It's fighting for your flag, I guess.
Yes. Bragging rights.
Yeah. Yes.
It's bragging rights. You want, like, the American-born players want to say we're better than Canadian players.
Yes.
We're better than Swedish players. Even though they might have the best player in the world in Connor McDavid,
we still want to say that
we're better than Canadian players. Isn't that new to American hockey players? Like, I asked this question before the tournament even started. I said, well, isn't Canada favorited? But I guess American hockey has maybe taken that next step, and they were favored.
I mean, yeah, I think, listen, they invented the game, you know, and I think the point that the United States has reached is impressive, and so it ought to be celebrated. And I love the fact that there's a bunch of guys who want to represent their country and win that game tomorrow night here in Boston. So there's some are complaining about the traffic should the president of the United States arrive here in the city tomorrow. I can understand that complaint.
Yeah, but it's it's a USA thing. Generally.
You tell me the traffic's not that bad over there. Down by TD Garden.
I mean, for me, it isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about everybody else.
Yes.
On foot, right. It is great.
Well, anyway, you'll get on the blue bike or the gray bike, whatever.
I won't even get on a bike. I'll walk right downstairs.
Yeah. All right, well, those are our leads. This morning, coming up, we will get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
The Christian Arcan Show. Weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. We're one day closer to the Four Nations Championship, which will take place tomorrow night at 8 at the TD Garden between the U.S. and Canada. That game will be without Charlie McAvoy. Quinn Hughes will replace him. There were questions surrounding both Brady and Matthew Tkachuk. Both intend to play tomorrow night. The Bruins that aren't competing in Four Nations were back at practice yesterday after a break. They took to the ice without Hampus Lindholm, who's working his way back from that broken bone in his leg. Joe Sacco said that there's been no setback on his return, but he's going to be evaluated by their medical staff later this week. Tomorrow we'll also see the Celtics back in action after All-Star break. They're on the road to take on the Sixers at 7 p.m. And some news from Gary Washburn. He's reporting that a group of investors led by Donnie Wahlberg and Michael Carter-Williams are preparing a bid to bring a WNBA expansion team to Boston. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It's zero is what it feels like in Boston. Afternoon high in the 20s. It's going to feel like it's still in the teens. UV here in Jupiter today, extreme 7. Look out.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.